All right, we're taking up now the question of smichas gula tefillot. Okay, then dalet on base. Okay. All right, so it's going from the previous gemara that the previous gemara was talking about the seder of the laila, right? The mitzvah lechatchila of saying kriyas shema when you write it by tzeis. But in passing, it says that what? Yikore kriyas shema u'mispalel. So the gemara says that's a raya, that's a support for Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan said, what? Ezehu ben ha'olam haba. It's a funny way to introduce a halachic position. Right? Who is a ben olam haba? Zeh ha'somech gula tefillos shel arvus. So it's not a support that you're a ben olam haba, right? But it's support for what? That apparently what? That's the mitzvah. In other words, it is an interesting point. Maybe when Rabbi Yochanan said this, it means that is the tachan. That is like a chol. Right? All right, we'll see. How is this support Rabbi Yochanan? Because it's saying that's the way you're supposed to do it, right? And that's what Rabbi Yochanan held. But that's the order. That's the proper order, right? It's not a smach that you're a ben olam haba if you do that. But it's a support for that. That's the proper order, right? Yeah. In other words, and also, I guess the point I'm going to make is that a lot of times when the Gemara says this, sometimes the Gemara says a statement like that, and it doesn't mean that there's a chiyah, that there's a chover to do it. It means this is like a high level. Right? But over here, Rabbi Yochanan meant this is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be so mechul to it. Go ahead, in Arvus. As opposed to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who says, Tfilos be'emtzu tiknum. It's a strange machlokas. It's a strange machlokas, right? You have machlokas, halacha, but they're having like a machlokas for who's a ben olam haba. It's just a funny way to put it. He's not interested in it. He doesn't think he's a ben olam haba for doing that. Now, is it a halachic argument or is it a philosophical argument? Right? Good. Okay, so first problem is, why does it say Kriya Shema Shel Arvus? Right? Why does it say Tefillah Shel Arvus? So much cool Tefillah Shel Arvus. So Rashi explains, right, the Rabbeinu Yonah also explains the same thing, that it's a kol shekein v'shachas. Right? It's a kol shekein v'shachas. Why? Why is it kol shekein v'shachas? The Iker Geulas Mitzrayim b'Shachris Hava. Kidachtiv b'Mochras haPesach Yotzu Bnei Yisrael. Okay, so what do you see already? What do you see already?
It has to correspond to one of the
Yeah, right. They correspond. It's not just an abstract thing of Smichas Geula Tefila, but for some reason it also has to do with the actual Geula. As if you're in the Zman of the actual Geula, and the most general Zman, right? Day, morning. That was it's not the 15th of Nisan, right? This is every day, every morning, because on one morning the Geula occurred. Now every morning you're considered what? In the Zman of the Geula. And being in the Zman of the Geula, that necessitates a smichas Geula Tefillah. Alright, let's see if we can understand this a little bit more. Go ahead. But now, one second. But then, and also, smichas Geula Tefillah is hinted at by David. How? Because he says, Hashem Tsuri V'Goali. And after that is a tefillah. Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara. So that, but that seems to go against this whole thing, doesn't it? Because that's just saying that any gula should be next to tefillah. You just mention the word every tefillah. I mean, that was shachris because of Yitzchus Shem. David talking about. I mean, Hashem Tzuri V'Goali is not talking about Yitzchus Shem. All right, go ahead. Well, what's the underlying idea? So what is it like? What is it like one who is so, who is not Salech Gula Tzvila? What's he like? He's like a beloved of the king who comes and knocks on his door. And the melech comes out and finds that he left. So he also leaves. Ella what?
Ella ye adam mekar lekadosh baruch hu ella. Where it say shpachos olsin shleif yis mitzrayim. Miskar veila with odu kar veila yeshol mitzvoat tzarka.
But rather, what should you do? Person should be Mekayev Gosh Baruch Hu Elov with Tishbachos and praises of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and while he's Karov Elov, then he should ask his requests. Now this also seems to have nothing to do with the Zman of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Just seems like that's always the right way to do it. I mean, and Rabbi Shulman Ben Levi doesn't mind knocking on the door and running away. I mean, what is going on over here? What is going on over here? Right, I mean, and Rabbi Shulman Levi agrees in the morning after Smichas Gula Tzvila. That he agrees. So if it's an idea, if it's a philosophical idea, it's a proper way to do Tzvila. First, be Makarev Karsh Baruch Hu Elav, the Tishbachos Kilusim, and then you should be Shaul Tzarkov. So what's the difference? What's the difference when you see a Shrayim occur? What's the difference? What's the difference if it happened in the morning or in the night? I mean, that's just the right way to do. That's just the proper way. Proper way is to have tishbachos and be mekayev karsh baruch le'elav and shol tzarkov. The problem is once you build up one side, and Rishu Ben Levi agrees by shachris, it's just difficult to say why you wouldn't do it. It's there. He definitely agrees to say. It's not like he's arguing about whether you say the bracha of gula at night. Definitely he'll say the bracha of gula at night. It's just a question of whether you should put it next to Yitzchus Shem or not. Whether you should put it next to Tefillah or not. Okay, go ahead. Let's take a look at the Gemara. We'll come back to the Rishon.
Also, isn't the Shalach before Bakasha with the
Tefillah
itself?
Nesvara.
All right. Yeah, so what are they arguing about? So the Gemara thought it was so. Gemara doesn't have any problem with what they're arguing about. Matter of fact, you have a choice. Either explain it to you with a pasuk or explain it to you with a svara. Okay. What's the svara?
You guys say masvara, the Riochan, Savara, Kibula, Orsa, Nami Habe.
Okay, strange again. So what's Rabbi Yochanan says? So they're arguing about when the Gula, when you. Something strange with this lashon, isn't it? I mean, Rashi changes the gears a little. Yeah. Our gear says that what? Rabbi Yochanan says the Geula happened also at night. But it wasn't Ma'al Yisrael until the morning. Right? It wasn't Ma'al Yisrael until the morning. And Rabbi Shulman Levi Sovar came into Lohavi Ella Mitzafra. Lo havi geula ma'al yisrael. I just don't know what that means, quite frankly. Anybody know what that means? Rabbi Yochanan didn't say it was a geula ma'al yisrael night either. Right? That's what Rashi's gear says, a little different. Rashi's gear says geula mi'orta lo havi. It wasn't a geula at night. right? And Rabbi Yochanan says that's like the Gilui Nishas says to look on test. So on test, the Gemara says that everybody agrees that Kisha Nigal Yisrael Mishraim will Nigalu Ella Ba'erev. So the geula was bo'erev. Ukishe yatzu lo yatzu abiyom, but they didn't leave until the morning. Shnemi machas of Pesach yatzu bnei Yisrael biyad Rama. So what does that mean? So it means that what me'erev nigalu, nasnu lehem rishus latzis. The mitzvah gave them rishus to leave at night, but they didn't actually leave until the morning. So, yeah. It's funny, Rashi, so he says, see, the Gemara says, they're arguing about the chippahs. This is a question about the one you can eat the Pesach until. Right? Chippazon the Mitzrayim. Chippazon the Mitzrayim is makas b'chorim. Shal yodam nichbazu l'mayr l'shalcha. So they tried to push them out, and makas b'choros. And what's chippazon to Yisrael? Lo shamu lohem latzeis ad boker. It's funny how Rashi says that. Isn't that funny? It says that. Lo shamu lohem latzeis ad boker. And ad boker? And what happened at boker? No, they listened to them. It's like they listened to them at boker. I guess because of the chippazon, still worried about the chippazon. They were rushing because they still were rushing because of the mitzvah apparently. But anyway, so that's what the Gemara is saying over here, that Rabbi Yochanan counts the geula at night, because at night they were really freed at night, right? So the mitzvah didn't want them anymore. But the actual leaving didn't occur until the morning. The realization of it didn't occur. The actualization didn't occur. Okay. And so that's why he has smichas gul tefillah at night and in the morning. Rabbi Shulman Levi held it only goes by the morning. It only goes by the morning. So Rashi says that therefore what? Hilga gul dorta lo chashiva la duya la smichas tefillah. It's not that important. Not that important. What about the whole idea of knocking on the door and running away? What does it have to do with what occurred? What does it have to do with what really occurred? Of course, they didn't leave at night. I mean, but you do say the bracha of gula at night. I mean, it's not like he's saying, if you would say don't say the bracha of gula at night because it doesn't apply at night, I'd understand. But you're saying it, and it's still roy for this idea. As it seems that the idea of smichas gula tefillah is an idea of tefillah and an idea of tefillah. Why should it turn on whether at the zman that you are doing it on the night of the 15th, the Jews actually had a gula? It's not that we're not recreating the gula in every day. No, strange. Right, nobody says the kiyum of smichas gula tefillah is to recreate what they did. Just an idea of shelach. Okay, the Yibay Zema is dashing the pasuk of Kriyashma, Shachach Ochmecha. Okay, do you say that what Rabbi Yochanan says? Shchiva lekima, makima kriyishma v'achach tefila. Af shchiva nami kriyishma v'achach tefila. I mean, what tefila is he talking about? What tefila? Is it right to the Rambam? I mean, even if you say it's like the Rambam that tefila is daraisa, it's not right after kriyishma. The pasuk is not. Can't say the pasuk is telling you have to say kriyishma. Pasuk is telling you have to say kriyishma and then tefila. If you know what the boss is telling you, once they Krishna and Tefillah, what are you daggish for? Certainly, Meir of his Rishus. And what? And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, no, the heckish is the other way. That Krishna should be Samach with Mitaso. when you wake up and when you go to sleep. All right, so what's the difference between the first answer and the second answer? There's a tremendous difference. Right? It's not just the Ivoy Zayim Asvar, Ivoy Zayim Akra. It's a tremendous difference. What's the first answer? First answer is focused on what? On the geula, the bracha of geula. Is it roy to be? Is it roy? Is it chashuv enough to require a tefillah follow it? Right. So it's how important is that bracha of geula? Right. It's a question about the bracha of geula. What type of a bracha of geula is it in the nighttime? Is it as chashuv as the morning geula or not? Right? Plus, it doesn't really explain why Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says Dafka Tefillah should be in the middle. It just says it's not important to him where it is. Right? But he says Be'em Tiknum. Rashi, we skipped that Rashi. Did we skip that Rashi? Bein Shnei Kriyashma Tiknum called Tefillah Shodiyom. Because Sava Tefillah Sava is Kodemus the Kriyashma. He holds Kodemus. But the Ibai Seim Asfar doesn't explain why it's Kodemus. At best, it just explains why he doesn't care. Right? And the Ibai Seim Akra is focused on Kriya Shema itself. Not nothing to do with the Bracha of Geula or Smichas Kriya. It doesn't have to do with the Bracha of Geula, really. It just has to do with like a Hekesh. Just a strange kind of a, almost like an accidental feature. Did it happen? Do you say Kriya Shema every in the morning happens when you're close to your bed or before tefillah? And everybody seems to agree. There's no question in the morning you do your summer cool tefillah. So if you summer cool tefillah in the morning for some reason, that should be the reason what they're arguing about at night. The whole thing is just strange. Alright. Okay, so let's not worry about the problems for a minute. Let's just see what's the basic idea of Smichas Geula Tefillah. I mean, the Ran has a very nice, the Rinyon has a nice explanation of it. Even if we can't figure out these problems, at least we'll get a nice idea of what we do hold. Yeah. Okay, so Rav Benyon has a good question. He says, this is all you need to do? You just have to say Kriya Shema before Tefillah and then you're in Ben Olam Haba? I mean, doesn't make sense. Okay, so he says that what? That the Rabbanion answers that the reason why you're zelcha to schar god like this is because the geula was for the purpose was that we should be avodim to Hashem. Right? And what? And in the bracha of Gal Yisrael,
Brichas Gal Yisrael, Nasir de Hachesesh and Shasar Manu Haborim, Kvatil.
Yeah, why does he mention? Why is he put in the fact that we're Masir Chesed in the bracha? Right. So in the bracha, we're Masir the Chesed, Shasar Manu Haborim. He means what? He means Yisrael. He means more than. And the tenth fila is Avoda. Okay. And when you mask you to Shriam and Davin right away, then you're Mara and you're showing that what? Shekmo.
Shekmo Sha'evet Shekmo So Rabo, Chayav Lasas Mitzvos Rabo, Hinu Makir Hatova Vahadula, Shegalo So Habore.
So just like the what? Yamara. So if you mask it straight and you must follow right away, Yamara, that just like an Eved whose master requires him, must do the command of the Rav, of the Master. Kainu. He's Makir the Tova and the Geula. Shagolo Sabore. And he's Makir now that he uses Eved. Right? That's how he was Konim. And he has to, then he has to be over him. And what is the avodah? Is osir ritzon mitzvosav, which he said before is tefillah, is avodah. So because of this, he's zochah chayal alva. Yeah. So what's he saying basically? So it's not just saying it. It's not just saying it. It's not just saying it. You guys don't recognize this, it's not going to help. Right? So what's the idea of Smith's school of Tefillah? Yeah. Okay, so he's saying that Smicha's Gula Tefillah is an expression of Yisodei Hadas. I mean, he's saying you're qualifying, you're expressing, like Yehuda is saying, expressing who we are. It's a recognition of Hakadosh Baruch Hu and the fact that we're Avodim. And also, what avoda is. It's interesting, right? It's also recognizing that tefillah is avoda. And that's a Ratzon Hashem. To be makir him. Right? So he's saying that's a ben olam haba. Because the act of smichas gul tefillah is really a limud to the person. And a reminder to the person of the whole purpose of his existence and how he properly exists, right? So it's not a specific thing. That was his kasha. Just because you do this action, you're right for schar kol kach. He's saying no, it's not this action. It's really an understanding, an underlying point in the whole in Yadis in general, right?
If the guy just said tefillah, what would be like?
Then you wouldn't necessarily understand. He wouldn't understand this. It wouldn't be a showing of necessarily his recognition of his subjugation that he's subjected to God too.
Isn't that implicit in tefillah?
No. It could be that it's an optional thing. If I want to, I can ask God for a favor. This is more than saying. It's saying that this is you're an Eved. Tefillah itself doesn't have to be an Eved. It doesn't mean that you recognize that you're an Eved and that you're that this is what is it saying? Chayev lasos mitzvos rabo. Okay, that's one answer. Let's go to the next one. Go ahead. Okay. The second answer is that what? That when you maskir gulas mitzrayim and you misfalel, you're showing your botech b'shem b'tefillah. How? Because if you're mevakish mezarkov, that means you're botech. So why do you have to mention gula for? Just the tefillah, right? That's more. Mishan's question is more appropriate here. Right? Right, Jonah? Because he says it openly. Go ahead. Yeah. Okay, so what's the second answer? Is that what? Saying tefillah itself is a statement of bitachon. Shemishin abotech bo lo yivakesh min haklum. Okay, so what does Yitzchak try and have to do with anything now? So what's the smicha of Yitzchak do? Just davening should be Ezu ben Olam Haba. Someone who davens, because in the end he says Bitachon is the Iker Hayir Amuna. So just tefillah is ben Olam. What is putting Yitzchak next to it have to do with anything? Yeah. Yeah. So what does it say? Puts a little history lesson here. That what? Now when they saw them, he's talking about the Bnei Yisrael then. When they saw the Nisim and the flows, right? When they saw the Nisim and the flows, then Bat Kubo. Now they saw the actual the Abtocha come true. Right, Abtocha Vizis Rhyme. They saw it actualize. So that gave them there was a reality to them. Right? So he's saying that what? Came to Chamaska, Achshav Osa Aglush and Botchu Avoseinu Bashem. Now he's saying that Yitzias Mitzrayim, that the event of Yitzias Mitzrayim created a certain level of bitachon, because it was proven. It's proven to them, right? So if you recount that, and then you mispalel, Nimtza Shegam Hu Botach Bo Sheyana Oso Kamosha Onu Yisrael Bavor Shebotchu Bo. So when was the bitachon? Bitachon was before or after? Bavor shebatchu bo?
Talking about the
Nisan
and the Gula, which is
the Kosa Gula. Yeah, Mezem Maske Osa Gula Mesmal Miyad. Vabitachon. Yeah, so what's he saying over here? The Iker is what? The Iker is that it's helping his tefillah, no? Alright, going to this side. No, it's going to the first answer. According to the first answer, it's what? It's tefillah in terms of avoda. Right? And it's showing you that this avoda has a cause, because this avoda, we're doing it not as a voluntary thing, but because of an idea of we recognize the Malchus Hashem from the events of Tzitzrayim. Right? So that's the first answer. It has to do with avoda. Second answer is what? The first answer is what? Is avoda. It's expressing the idea of mitzvahs in general, really. Second answer is bitachon. And but how does it help bitachon? By mentioning a paradigm of bitachon. By mentioning an event that expresses why it's roy to have bitachon. Right? And individuals who actually were the beneficiaries of that bitachon. So if you're some chul tefila, it's a. So what does it do? You know, the problem is it, does it help you, or is it a just a?
It was just mara.
Just by doing that, he's So what's the machlok? What are the two answers? Let's just forget about the details for a minute. What are the broadly speaking, what are the two different answers? What do they mean is a ben olam haba? So the first one is really in terms of halacha. More in terms of halacha. Right, the mitzvos. Avoda and mitzvos. Second one is just philosophically ideas of yira. Right? Those are his two approaches. Either it's an expression of a proper idea of avoda and mitzvah, or it's just an expression of amuna itself, yira.
That was the first one that I loved.
Because he says it has to do with avoda. The oser ritzono u'mitzvosov. Kevin Shemakishu Avdo, Mibnesha Golo, Vosa Ritsono, Umitzvosov, Nimsa Bavur Zezocha Lamba. So that's a statement in terms of Asiya, in terms of Asiya, in terms of action. Second one is just a statement in terms of the philosophical reality of Yira and Amuna. But certainly, according to both sides, you have to say one thing. You have to say that what? That when he says, it does not mean what? It does not mean a guy who just reads a sitter and gets them in the right order. It means that he is a somech. In his ideas, he's a somech. He recognizes the order. He recognizes that there is a connection between the two, and he does it. He does it l'fi daito. He does it l'fi daito. He does it as an expression of his own will. Has to be. It's an expression of his own das. Otherwise, it's not ma'amar or anything. It's not. You can't say nimtza. You can say nimtza about a guy who chooses to do something like this. Say, ah, I see, since he went this way, since he was so made it like this, since he ordered his tefillah this way, right, that he's a... I see the way he's looking at it. I see it's a nicker what his underlying ideas are. But that's the value, that's the beauty of this Rabbeinu Yonah. He's saying there's no such thing as just having these, this incantation, this formula. Right? The only roi for the schar if it's a reality to you. And Rashi, is similar. Rashi is similar. They're saying the smichas gul l'tfila has to do with. It's not exactly the same. Rashi is similar, though, from the Yerushalmi. That has to do with. It has to do with hachana for tfila. Right? Bringing the ideas of Hashem. To you, bringing your, that's what it means to bring God close to you, means to bring the ideas close, and that's what makes it worthy of this kind of a statement. But this is very nice philosophically. It's all very nice philosophically, and it's an important thing to keep in mind when you misfollow. That's why I didn't want to skip over it. It's a beautiful idea and something that could benefit people if they think about it. But it just makes the halachic side that much more difficult. Because you can't say that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi disagrees with this whole idea, because he agrees in the morning. It's vital. So why wouldn't you do this at night? Just because the gula wasn't so great at night? Wasn't such a big... who cares? Who cares if there's no gula at night? You can't be Mishabach at night on gula, that's what I'm trying. Can't be Mara this concept? Can you only express your bitachon in Hashem if you mention gula, that's what I'm trying, in the time that it took place? Let's understand the Yerushalmi according to Rashi. According to Rashi, what's the Yerushalmi saying? Yeah, what? What does he mean? What does the Yerushalmi mean? What's the pshat of Yerushalmi? What is plain pshat is he's saying you're squandering something, right? That there is that the ideas of Geula, the bracha of Geula is an opportunity. Is an opportunity to be only the tefillah in a certain proper way, right? That's the simple way to look at it. That he's saying you're squandering an opportunity. It's like asking for entree and then not doing anything with it, right? But why does he say in the end? Why does he have to say in the end that Karsh Baruch Hu is Hiflik? Afu Hiflik. Afu hifli. Right.
Does that have to do with maybe that?
When is the guy davening in this case? Davening when? Before? Or later? Just waiting? Because Yishami's not necessarily saying the guy's davening before. Just saying, don't think you say the Brichas Kriya Shema early and then daven later? It'd be too late. That'd be too late already. Because he doesn't make sense to do the Smichas Gula Tefila now and then be mafzik and do Tefila. It doesn't make sense to do Gula, the Brachas of Gula now. Because the whole purpose of Brachas of Gula, the benefit of Brachas of Gula. And the Yerushalmi is probably talking about in the morning too. Right? I didn't check Yerushalmi. But he's talking about in the morning, let's say, where everybody agrees. I'm saying you shouldn't make a hefsek between the two. Because you're going to. You're going to do an activity that has a benefit of preparation, of bringing through tishbachos and kilusim, shayitzis shrayim. Stavrit's like the second answer, similar to the second answer in the Rabbeinu Yonah. That type of thing gives you the proper perspective on Kadosh Baruch Hu, gives you certain, brings certain things to reality, certain realities to your mind, and that'll allow you to be omid b'tefillah properly. So if you just do that, take a break, and then be mispalel, you're going to miss out on the benefit that you could attain through from the bracha of gula, right? But so why wouldn't you use it at night? I mean, why would Rishu Ben-Levi not be concerned about that at night? So it seems from our gears in the Gemara, the way Rashi, from our gears, it seems like they're arguing about whether you can say, whether there's an idea of smichas gula tefila if it's not a gula malyusa. And there's man, it's not a gula malyusa. Truth is, when was the gula at night? Midnight. Midnight. So what? Why is Rabbi Yochanan say, at midnight you can say smith of gula tefillah? If you really want to go by when it happened. That's the interesting point. I mean, it comes out an interesting thing that when you say the bracha, what do you say? Is this correct? This is what you were saying earlier. That when you say the bracha of gula at night and the bracha of gula in the morning, let's take Rabbi Yochanan. Is he saying that the bracha of gula at night is referring to the gula at night, and the bracha of gula in the morning is referring to the gula in the morning? I don't know, because Rashi says Geula Me'orta Lohavi. That's the way he. That's his Diva Masko. So then, what's Rabbi Shulman Levi saying Geula at night for?
I thought that was his gear support Rabbi Shulman Levi.
Right, but in other words, then Rabbi Shulman Levi knows when Rabbi Shulman Levi says the Bracha of Geula at night. What's it Kineged? Now, is this totally on the Machlokas, Rabbi Elizabeth Azariah, and is this totally on the Chacham, whether you have to say Mitzvah Shrine at day only, or at night and at day? It doesn't seem to be as part of this. Kol Yimei Chayecha means what? Connected the Gula at night too? Not just connected the Gula in the day, but also connected the Gula at night. No, it's just a halacha. You have to be Mitzvah Shrine twice a day. Not that you need it in the day because that's when the Yitzhiyah was, and you need it at night because that's when they were told to leave. And that's not the time of that Machlokas. At least I never saw that. So that's the question. That's the question. Is the bracha of Geula at night connected to the Geula at night? And the gula in the morning, because the gula in the morning. If it is, then why is Rabbi Shuvah Levi saying it at night? And if it's not, then you should always be Samech Gula Tefillah, because the Gula in the morning that it's referring to is definitely Chashuv. Why does it have to be that though? That when you're saying the Gula of Mitzrayim, if you're not saying it in the time that it also occurred fully, then there's no reason to be Samech Gula Tefillah. Yeah, I mean, but one thing I think what both of you are saying is true. Basically, I mean, it's hard not to derive this principle from the Gemara that the bracha of the geula in the zman is has a certain character of the actual geula of that zman. It's a surprising result, because you would think it's just talking purely abstractly now, talking about at any point, any time you are, you're referring to the same event, regardless of whether it's day or night. But it's clear, I mean, from at least the first part of the Gemara, that if you're saying Geula Balayla, it has a certain character of the Geula Balayla, the Geula Balayla that there was. And like now you say, like Chaim is saying, that if you, now they're arguing, when is it Roy, in your bracha of Geula, when is it Roy Balayla to express fully the transformation of Avdus from Mitzrayim to Avdus Hashem, if in the Am it didn't occur until the morning? And at the time that you're saying it, they were still in a transition. It's not chashev enough, like Rashi says. According to Yochanan, once you broke the, once they were freed from the shackles, it's already enough. Still a strange machlokes, but it is a surprising result from this Gemara. That there's a different character to the bracha of gula at night and the bracha of gula in the day. It's almost like every day there's a mitzvah of laharos esatzmo ki'ilu yotzim mitzrayim. And at night, the most you can do is the expression of the gula that they had b'layla. In the morning, you fulfill the expression of the gula in the day. And now you, as a... And now in terms of putting your... Now, according to Ben Yonah, the first answer it's good. According to the second answer, it's not. It's also, you have to say that you can't express the level of haftocha at night that they realized in the day. And according to Rashi, you also have to say that the tishbachos of the night cannot have the same impact on the person as the tishbachos of the day. I mean, all of this is very strange. But it's pretty much inescapable. Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, what's the second answer? Let's say the kra. At least on the kra, I think we can understand something. So on the cross, it's an interesting thing that what? That according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he makes a lot of sense with the pasuk. Because he's saying that, how does he know that tefilas be'em tiknum, that he's saying in the Seder Hayom, that's how he's learning, v'shachvacha uv'chumecha, that kriyashma, like we were saying, is part of the Seder of Adam's Yom. Right? So he's saying it should be samach lemita in both cases. Kabbal Samach HaShemayim should be part of your Haschala and part of the Sof. So if halachically there are mitzvahs that were misakein, the mitzvah of Tila was misakein, it should be misukan v'soch the yom of Kabbal Samach HaShemayim. Right? Now there's v'shachcha of kumecha is defining the beginning and the end of the day. The Kabbal Samach HaShemayim should be the beginning of the day, Samach Lamita, and it should be Samach Lamita Balayla. So now, where would they Masakein? The Torah is laying out the framework of the day. And the Chum would be Masakein, the Avoda Sayom, Besoch, the Yom of Kabbal Samach HaShemayim. Right? That's how he's learning. And Rabbi Yochanan is learning. No, it's saying that. He's dashing b'shach b'chov kumelcha. He's dashing what is he dashing? The bed. Samach l'mitaso. That's what he's dashing. He's dashing. It should be the beginning of your activity and the end of your activity. That's the way he's dashing. But now he's saying like this, saying now halachic activities should not break up. There shouldn't be a takana of tefillah, which is a seder, which is also part of seder ayom, avodas ayom, should be within the. Doesn't mean you're not allowed to do anything after kriyishma. It means in the halachic seder of the day, there should be a kiyam of kabbalas mochashamayim. There shouldn't be another halachic entity that has to do a seder ayom between the just like there's nothing in between the mita in the morning and the creation of the kabbalas mochashamayim. Should be anything in the night between the kabbalas mochashamayim and the mita. So he's saying that's why they definitely were misakin it in between. What
is Irish part of the seder ayom?
Avoda. It's part of avoda. That's a good question. They're saying that they seem to be learning the mitzvahs. This Gemara seems to be indicating that the two mitzvahs go from Yom to Laila. In terms of, he's asking the pasuk in terms of Adam's the beginning of his active day and the end of his active day. He's not learning it. He's not learning it as Yom v'Laila really. Learning each unit as the beginning of the day and the end of the day. They go together. Yom first and then Laila. And what's Rabbi Yochanan learning? He's learning differently. He's learning that the kiyum of Kriya Shema should be the same by Yom and Laila. There's a question of what's the hekesh of Vishach Kof Kamecha. Is it that it should have the same function? Right? It should be the beginning of the... it should be the gvul of the... Of the person's halachic yom, so it should be before avoda and in the morning and after avoda in the night. Or do you learn that it should be the same character? It should have the same character in the morning and the night. Okay, huh? Kriyishma.
So it would be as in
just like it's being used, just like it has a kiyam of being used to elevate. The tefillah in the morning, so too, it should be utilized the same way at night. Okay, but we all like Rabbi Yochanan.